Great. Welcome to the Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, Vucaray Commission hearing. I will first start with the roll call. Stephen Bergeron, absent. Heather Veneziano, absent. Laverne Toombs.
Present.
Robert Pearson.
Present.
Gabriel Verdure.
Present.
Vincent Weaver.
Present.
Sandra Silstone.
Here.
We have a quorum. First, let me introduce our new commissioner, Sandra Silstone, representing the Louisiana State Museum. So welcome, and thank you very much for serving.
Thank you.
For working with you. And second of all, I need to announce the fact that our chair and vice chair are both absent today. So we need to suspend the rules in order to have a temporary presiding officer. My recommendation is that you suspend the rules and then vote to have me preside over the hearing, so that way you can focus on the work at hand instead of at the last minute having to also be chairing the hearing. But that is at the pleasure of the commission. So we need first a motion to suspend the rules, and then we will approve that, and then we'll have another motion to nominate a presiding officer. Is that correct, Tommy?
No, that's correct. And when you nominate the presiding officer, also to ratify the actions Brian is nominated as a temporary presiding officer for this meeting only. And that you ratify also the call to order by Brian, since that would normally be done by the chairman.
Gotcha. Okay, so that would be after the vote to
suspend.
Yes, after the vote to suspend the rules, after the election of a presiding officer, and then then to ratify the actions.
Great, thank you. Okay, so with that, we will need a motion to suspend the rules.
Can it be in the same motion? So just one motion to suspend the rules and then a motion to nominate?
No, I think you need a motion to suspend the rules first.
Okay. All right, so I move that we suspend the rules.
Okay, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
And then we'll need another motion to nominate.
Before we do that, yes. I have a question. Should we have stated why we were suspending the rules to reflect in the minutes?
No, that's just so we can then proceed to the next
step. Okay. All right. No problem.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
All right, so I would move, seeing that our chairman and vice chair are both absent today, I would move that Mr. Block serve as the presiding officer on today's meeting.
I would like to amend it to say that it's temporary. For this commission meeting only.
I was going to say the same thing.
No paper.
So it's a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And then so now we need another motion to ratify.
Ratify the calling of the order of the meeting.
Make a motion to ratify the call of the meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great. So thank you. So with that, the second item on the agenda is the review of the minutes. So I believe these were distributed to the commissioners in advance. We have a motion to adopt the minutes from the previous meeting.
Motion that we adopt the minutes from Wednesday, September 20th, 2023.
We have a second.
I'm sorry, you said which date?
It says September 2023.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought you said a specific date in September. I want to make sure we have both meetings. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That was the last meeting?
No. It's just
it's only the minutes.
It's the minutes that are being ratified. So we have a motion from Laverne Toombs and a second from Mark Pearson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. I am going to dispense with the chairman and the director's report. Just because of the confusion of the day. So we will move straight into new business. 1113 Charter Street, do we have an applicant? Please state your name and address for the record.
Robert Cangelosi, 1100 Jackson Avenue.
Thank you, staff.
Good
11-13 Charters is a purple-rated main building and rear service building with yellow-rated additions. This is a proposal to restore the Governor Nichols elevation of the main building, including removing ground floor doors, relocating ground floor shutters to the interior plane, and restuccoing the entire elevation. Her application materials received December 1st and January 10th, 2024, respectively. Previously reviewed and approved work has been completed or is still underway on other elevations of this important building. The applicant has filed a new application to address the Governor Nichols side elevation. Much of the work is to match existing, including a complete restuccoing of the elevation, matching the existing scoring pattern, while some minor changes are proposed. The proposed work includes removing abandoned plumbing lines, relocating a remaining water supply line to below grade, and relocating AC refrigerant lines to run through the wall. Currently, refrigerant lines run through some of the existing openings. Other proposed work includes replacing the missing shutters at the second floor level with new wood shutters. The proposed new shutters are beaded on the exterior plane and paneled in the interior and match the design that was previously approved for the Ursuline elevation for the main floor shutters. At the ground floor, existing millwork is proposed to be removed from three openings and shutters relocated to the interior plane of the wall. The applicant notes that the French doors in these openings are a later addition, and the proposal to mount the shutters at the interior plane of the wall is in order to increase security at the ground floor. Similar work to this has already been completed on the Ursuline elevation. One ground floor opening near the rear of the front of the building is noted as having the original vertical wood bars restored and the shutter replaced. Currently, this is one of the openings that has the AC refrigerant lines running through it, but the frame does show evidence of previously existing vertical bars in this opening. There's one intact example of this condition on the property, found in a portion of the building that was later added on to. Near the back of the ground floor elevation, three simple ground floor windows are noted as being replaced to match the existing details. The front gate to the alleyway on this elevation is proposed to be replaced with a new wood beaded gate. Staff finds this aspect of the proposal approvable. Overall, staff finds the proposed work consistent with documented details or to match existing. The Architecture Committee conceptually approved the proposal at the January 23rd, 2024 meeting, with commission-level approval required because of the rating of the building. Staff recommends approval of the proposal with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. Mr. Cangelosi, do you have anything you'd like to add?
This is just a continuation of the further restoration of the building. This is the final elevation to be done to the main house there.
Thank you. Mr. Morris?
I see a note on here that says repair the masonry above the window. Is that replacing or is that just?
Some cases it's repair, replacement, repair. Those are structural jack arches over the flat-headed opening. The masonry needs to go in there. We had a structural issue some time ago where, I don't know why, who would put a chimney on top of an opening, but that's the way it was designed. And there were structural issues which we've addressed from the interior, and so the masonry needs to be replaced over those flat-headed openings there.
Is it going to be covered back in the
stucco? Yes, it'll be stucco exactly the way it was before.
There's a note on here, relocating ground floor shutters on interior plane. Is that where they were originally?
I believe all the openings on the ground floor, except for the one at the very front, have been changed over time. I don't believe any of these doors came to grade originally. They were windows with wood bars in it.
Mm-hmm.
When Mrs. Kives lived there in the 40s, she changed them all to French glass doors into it. We are matching what was previously approved on the other side, where they're on the interior face of the wall rather than the exterior face of the wall. We've been broken in multiple times into the building now, and this gives us better security, in which case we can put a batten on the inside, a board across the shutters, where what we have on the other side. They were tried to break in on the front shutter like that, but they were not successful because of the security measures we had put in place.
With the shutters on the interior, on the interior side.
I'm sorry?
With the shutters on the interior
correct.
Side.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The one opening on the very front there, we are restoring to its original condition based on the fabric we have on the interior of the building.
Okay.
Our attempt here has been to try to do a restoration to the building.
And keep in mind, this is the side of the building, super narrow alley. You've probably never even looked at it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is security, I would think, down that alley would be a huge problem.
The police have caught the same man twice breaking into the building. He didn't know it was against the law to break into this building.
Yeah, that's
We comment regarding 1113 Charter Street? Hearing none. Any further questions for the applicant or the staff? Are we ready for a motion?
Yeah, I think I'd like to make a motion to conceptually approve this proposal with the final details to be worked out at the staff level.
All right, do we have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
We'll move on to item four, appeals and violations. 327 Bourbon Street. Do you have an applicant? Please state your name and address for the record.
Hello, everybody. Miles Martin, 3328 Bank Street, 70119, architect of record.
Thank you. Staff?
Sure. 327 Bourbon is a blue-rated building. This is a proposed renovate building, including the reconstruction of the rear addition, previously demolished without benefit of ECC review or approval. Application materials received October 13, 2022 and January 9, 2024. This property was most recently came before the commission at the August 30, 2023 meeting to review the concept of new mechanical equipment on the building. The staff report at that time specifically noted that the proposal does not include the final plans for the rear reconstruction or overall project. Now that the overall proposal has progressed, the architecture committee has forwarded the project to the commission for review. As a background for how we got to this point, staff notes that the violations that included this rear portion of the building date back to 2016, with staff continually urging work to be done to address the rear of the building, as well as several other demolition by neglect issues around the building. Various permits were issued between 2016 and 2019 that included work to this portion of the building, including permitted emergency stabilization. Staff then discovered in December 2021 that the entirety of the rear portion of the building had been demolished without any benefit of ECC review approval. The applicant stated that the rear of the building was in imminent danger of collapse, but no notice of the conditions was provided to staff until after staff discovered the uncommitted demolition. Staff notes that this portion of the building was not a later addition, but was originally an open-air gallery attached to the rear of the building, as seen in some of the historic photographs. The space was enclosed over the years, but staff considers this portion to have the same blue rating as the rest of the property. The commission previously reviewed the unpermitted demolition at their April 20th, 2022 meeting, voting to deny the retention of the demolition and requiring reconstruction. The applicant has been working with staff to fully develop the proposal for the reconstruction as well as the complete renovation of this important building. The proposed reconstruction sits in approximately the same footprint as the previously existing building and is shown as wood frame construction with windows at the first, second, and third floor level, which does not match the previously existing condition as there were no windows but may be approvable. Stairs connect the second floor of the reconstruction to the lower second floor balcony of the service cell. This is similar to the previously existing condition, including the proposed use of the previously existing decorative railing in this location. At the first floor level, there is a proposed landing and an ADA lift. The proposed new windows are proposed to be casement-style wood windows and are noted as being fixed in the window schedule. The guidelines require matching the operation of windows when they are being replaced, but as this is a new installation, the proposed fixed closed windows may be approved. New wood doors are shown at the first and second floor levels. Final millwork drawings will be required for all new exterior millwork. As was previously reviewed, the new construction will be used to mount almost all of the exterior mechanical equipment for this building. Several units will be installed in the roof, but held low enough to minimize the impact on the rear dormer windows. Additional units will be cantilevered above the service L roof in a minimally visible location. Pilaster details are seen at the second and third floor levels with the entire structure clad in wood siding. These details match the previously existing condition. Staff finds the proposed reconstruction in keeping with the design of the now demolished structure, with some approvable and welcome changes, such as the introduction of more windows. The overall renovation proposal is also reaching its final form. Work on the roof and front elevation has been previously reviewed and permitted, with work on those elements hopefully starting in the very near future. A few details, such as modifications to the historic guardrails and some millwork details, will need to be revisited by the architecture committee at a future meeting. Besides these missing details, staff finds the scope of the overall project approvable and welcome for this important building. In summary, staff recommends approval of the reconstruction and overall project, with any final details to be finalized at the staff level.
Commissioner Shilson, just to kind of catch you up, because there's a lot going on here. This has been under review for a number of years. Major demolition by neglect. and abuse interior by a former owner. So this is, you know, the current applicant is working to correct a lot of things that have happened at Duval over a number of years. Really what we're focused on today is this area that's in blue that was demolished after Hurricane Ida. It was a former multi-story exterior gallery. It had been enclosed, and so now they're working to reconstruct that, actually in a better form than what it was before.
Reconstruct it closed, or is it an open gallery?
Enclosed.
Enclosed.
It had been enclosed for
a long time.
A very long time.
Okay.
And so it's necessary space for the business. Yes.
So in regards to the demolition, so that was done before Ida? Or?
It was a result of Ida.
It was a result of Ida.
Correct.
Do you all have the as-built that were before, pretty before?
We have photographs. You can see it was a sort of an ad hoc construction.
And also keep in mind that the mechanical part that was in blue, they already looked at that part, right? Yeah, so you're only looking
so
at the building.
What collapsed.
That's what collapsed.
I guess what I'm looking at is the structural stability of what was connected into the existing building to see if that was altered. From the demolition of it.
We have photographs of the back of the building now that has come down.
So that's what it looked like at
one point.
I don't know that we deal with each other.
The bay is pretty clean right now. So.
And they've repointed that wall, right, Miles?
Correct.
That wall where that demolition occurred, that entire brick wall. Bottom right has been repointed.
Yeah.
It looks even better than that.
So is that all brick where previously it was siding?
There was a wood gallery that came out.
It was a bump out.
Beyond that.
Yeah, so that's the original rear
wall. It would have been
wall,
stucco.
And then it came off of it.
See, Gabriel.
So was it tied into the brick?
It went in between.
It was originally a gallery.
Oh, okay.
It
so
fit in between. Does that make sense?
So this is without the gallery.
This whatever is without, the whole thing is
the
gone.
The massing of the gallery is
correct.
Gone, and what you're looking at is what was the main portion of the townhouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles, correct me if I'm wrong, this is pre-repointing?
Correct.
So it's even better than that.
What side is facing Bourbon Street?
Faces into the courtyard.
This is into the courtyard.
That's into the courtyard.
Yes. So that pink building on the right is the dependency.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're looking, there you go.
So what are these spaces now? Like, what is this mass sort of encompass now? Because it looks like once you remove that gallery and everything, you know, you've got these openings, but what are those spaces? What were those spaces?
Mm-hmm. Sure. The new construction on the rebuild of the rear addition. So we are using historical tax credits for this project, and the original building from the 1800s was a residence with large parlor rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we're preserving the space of those large parlor rooms, and the new construction of the wood on the rear addition is housing more of the functional spaces of the restrooms, of the air conditioning, and the storage. Because what we didn't want to do is start carving up the big, large parlor rooms into smaller rooms in the original footprint.
And is that what it was originally used for on the first and second floor? Because the third floor looks like it used to be a gallery space, open gallery space, at some point in time.
On the existing structure, the original use of the big, large rooms were in residence form, but not subdivided, and you know, no closets, no evidence of anything except for just big grand rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're asking about.
What were those spaces
originally
previously?
It was a multi-story gallery. Originally.
Oh, on all levels, and then at some portion they closed the first, second floor, and third floor was still
in place.
Over time,
things started getting closed down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not going back to an original condition. We're
going back to
this sort of intermediate condition.
Yeah.
It's already enclosed.
Like
a version after this.
That's right.
That version.
Yeah. Well, a little bit better. Yes.
Windows, you know, and it does encompass, you know, necessary functions of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has restrooms. Alfie, is an elevator in that space?
Not anymore.
No elevator, but
stairwell.
It's just important, you know, spaces that they need to join the business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be wrapped in the lap side, or is it?
Yes, with lap side.
And Miles, pre-demolition, that first floor, that was a bathroom, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so there was restrooms for the commercial use on that first floor was in that bump out addition.
So what does the new elevation of it look like now? I know there's a lot of drawings.
That's
a lot
of push through. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
And the details, millwork and stuff, you haven't done that yet.
Yeah, we'll still do final millwork details.
Yeah.
Is that another door off of that screened area on the third floor? Behind?
I think you're looking at the mechanical, little cantilever mechanical area.
Oh, I see. Equipment access door.
So there were
windows? Behind, yes, yeah. And the screen, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering how do you get to all that.
Where the original building is?
Not windows, there's door openings on the original masonry of that back wall that we were staring at, or looking at before. There were no window size openings. So it's right, apparent that there was a connection to what that rear gallery was at the earliest time before they started being closed.
Yeah, I was looking at A6.3. Looks like there was some type of window inside the gallery.
You're looking inside the building.
Correct, yeah.
Into, I think. In that
right, so y'all still keeping those original.
We're still keeping
the original opening on the masonry structure.
On the masonry side, correct. That's what
correct.
I mean.
We're preserving all those.
Got it.
SHPO is very interested in that as well.
Yeah.
So with that, do we have any public comment regarding 327 Bourbon Street? Hearing none. Are we ready for a motion?
One last question.
Sure.
As far as the foundation of the new structure, how y'all are showing that up?
No piles are needed, continuous concrete chain wall footing to independently support the new wood structure. We're not attaching back to the existing masonry structure. We're pinning it just so it stays as a cohesive unit, but we're not tying in structurally, as there's going to be differential settlement between the old peered brick footing masonry building that's been established, and we're coming back with a new concrete footing wood frame structure.
Are y'all tying in to keep the settling from not? Are y'all tying in to the original foundation?
We're tying in, but we're not framing off of. We're pinning back, lightly pinning back.
So it's self-supported?
Correct. Fully self-supported.
Mm-hmm.
Which it appears through the element that deconstructed and fell down was built the same way as well, as evidence as that masonry wall still intact, and there wasn't big, large pockets or joist or anything like that. So
the building back. What was the reason why Ida knocked it down, or why did it destroy?
Historical neglect of water intrusion from roof failures and through those plumbing fixtures that were located on the rear, and very questionable construction mythology.
Over time.
Lots of bandages.
Yeah. Is there any, I guess?
Apparently the last tenant that was there was so angry when he was evicted, he turned on all the faucets.
Oh, really?
And
oh.
Stole the toilets and let the water just...
There was a couple co-owners to this building that had a big dispute, and so my client, the owner who has it now, which they had the legal proceedings to have sole ownership of it 2 years ago, which puts the ball in motion for us to be sitting here today to get to this exciting point on getting this building back in the commons.
It's come a long way.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. Do y'all have foundation plans in there?
There are foundation plans that were submitted in this permit set, yes, correct.
They may not be able to.
I couldn't tell you that they're part of the
presentation. We don't
necessarily
have all of
that.
Yeah.
So there may be a larger set if you want to see it.
So it includes like foundation,
yes,
all the structural details to strap it.
Yes,
gingerly strap it back to the original building. And there's no fear of another Ida coming along and that portion of it. Yeah. Okay.
We're professionals involved.
Yeah. It's just that it's three stories of it with a lot of equipment sitting on top of it. I think that may be what Vincent's sort of like alluding to. Like there's a lot of weight and it's self-supported with no piles and it's gingerly sort of pinned in between two existing buildings.
Unless you're going back with a different technique. I mean,
it's construction. That's really going to be...
Yeah, it's pretty structural.
Yeah. I got you.
So today we are looking at not only this rear building, but are we also looking at the rest of the renovation as well?
Yes, yeah. The overall project.
But they had already approved the mechanical.
Mechanical's been approved.
Mechanical was approved.
And so besides the rear reconstruction and the mechanical, it's pretty minor, just matching.
Okay. So just the millwork at the servants' quarters and all that is included in this package.
Yes, and the committee just specifically wanted to revisit some new doors on the rear, the rearmost building, and then I think some guardrail details. We're going to have to revisit it the next time too.
So you might, in your motion, exclude the guardrails and the rear door, these doors on the service wing, because these are still under review by the ARC.
The guardrails and what else?
These doors.
Oh,
okay.
Carriage house. And those guardrails, that's on the rear carriage house and the...
And the dependency,
okay.
And on the front as well.
Oh, on the front as well. Yes. So, like, all guardrails.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think on this, I'd make a motion to conceptually approve the addition, excluding the guardrails and the doors and on the rear carriage house and dependency.
So Gabriel Bruder makes a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Pearson, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next item of business, 1014 St. Philip. The applicant has requested a deferral due to some personal issues, but we need a motion to defer.
I move that we defer.
Right. Commissioner Shilstone moves that we defer. Can we have a second?
A second.
Second by Gabriel Verdure. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. The next order of business is 622 Pirate Alley. Do you have an applicant? Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Catherine Harmon, L.K. Harmon Architects, 6238
Harbor. Edward Jones, 48 Berry Avenue, Jefferson, Louisiana, project manager contractor.
Great, thank you, staff.
622 Pirates Alley is a blue-rated main building. This is an appeal to retain and modify a roof deck and dormer alterations completed without benefit of UCC review and approval for application and materials received December 21st, 2023 and February 7th, 2024. The applicant has submitted a proposal to modify a roof deck that was installed without benefit of review and approval and has been continuously cited since it was initially observed by staff in 2011. Construction of the roof deck also included a metal stair that appears to cross the neighboring property line and the addition of an inappropriate dormer, which holds a door, not a window, where none previously existed. The applicant proposes to replace the current door inside the illegally constructed dormer and rebuild part of the roof deck structure. The decking would then be replaced with Aratus synthetic decking, and a taller 42-inch handrail would replace the 33-inch rail. A similar proposal to retain the roof deck was submitted in 2012 and was denied by both the committee and commission. The applicant provided staff with documentation that the deck has been in place since at least 2000. The design guidelines prohibit the retention of this roof deck based on the building's blue rating alone, but it fails on several other key points as well, including the building's residential use and pitched roof. The committee denied the proposal to retain and rebuild the deck on January 23, 2024, noting that it had been previously denied in 2012. Since then, staff was able to visit the site and inspect the existing conditions more thoroughly. The situation is complicated by the dormer's use as egress in case of a fire, which leads directly to the fire escape via the unpermitted roof deck. That fire escape, while owned by this property, is also attached to the neighboring property, so it is likely an easement is needed. The roof under the deck is in major need of structural repairs, as interior photos show significant deterioration of the roof joists. Staff requested that the applicant consult a structural engineer to evaluate the building, including the roof. Additionally, it seems the roof deck was expanded at some point, since the deck's joists are not continuous, and a section of the deck spans between two parapets in a concerning manner that is not up to any structural standards. While the deck does not meet the guidelines and was denied by the committee, staff is concerned that removing the deck entirely may not be safe for the attic residents in light of conditions observed at this individual property. Since a version of this roof deck has been in place for some significant time and may have a legitimate life safety purpose that could justify a hardship exception, staff recommends the commission defer the appeal to allow further review and consideration to take place at the architecture committee level before returning to the commission.
Thank you. Would you like to have a presentation? Sorry.
Yes, briefly. we agree that deferral is the best solution. We just met with Aaron and Noah and Renee yesterday on the roof, and I and the owners who owned it since 2008. The dormer was already there, the deck was already there, the fire escape was already there, so all the committed stuff is not their fault, per se. But we would entertain the idea easily of reducing the footprint of the deck, being it is necessary for the life safety, as you pointed out, and just be able to repair the roof underneath, which was part of the whole thing, but this one is so famous, the roof above does need to be repaired. And you would have to take the deck off. So we need time to come up with a plan for reducing the footprint of the deck and ensuring the structural stability and work with the neighbors having to do with the fire escapes.
It's easement. That's an issue.
Yeah, we've already started that. It's part of work on that issue.
We had a very productive meeting yesterday. Yes. And I think on site we examined, you know, the neighboring properties, the roof under the deck, talked with the owners, talked with you guys. I think we've got some good plans to move forward. And they also have their own homework of getting, talking to the neighboring property, which is the Faulkner House, about the easement for the stairs. Because none of this can be permitted with the staircase where it is legally, because it's on the adjacent building.
Yeah, and that's the same for the roof deck.
Yes, and that's the means of egress for fire for the entire,
the roof deck is on their parcel.
Oh, the roof deck is on their property. It's just the stairs itself.
If you see that parapet at the top, that's the end of their property.
Okay.
That parapet, and you see where the stair...
But it jogs down. So the stair and the courtyard below the stair are part of the property to the right, but the stair is attached to the back of that building that does not own it.
For 622 Pirates Alley, that stair that is attached to the other building is the means of fire egress for the fourth, third, and second floor?
Second two. So is that approved by the fire marshal and Department of...
He's working on it.
I think that that's sort of the first thing that needs to be established, whether or not this is even legal as a means of egress.
And we discussed right now, it wouldn't be unless there is an exception, which I believe that exception might also have to be the SA to not just the fire marshal. So you might need to talk to
city and state.
Yeah.
But that's been, has this been in place for a while, right?
But
this condition? Well, that's the everything, in French Quarter.
And
then you get grandfathered into a lot of
these
conditions.
This is a very strange block. If you ever are just Googling, you know, the aerial shot, St. Peter and Pirates Alley back into each other, the buildings. Mm-hmm. So there's really no open space in there. So it's a very... It's like a game of mousetrap. It's, you know.
So I do think that, you know, this is, you know, it's a little bit we're not quite ready to make a decision from the VCC's perspective, because I think there are so many legal issues regarding, you know, is this legal habitable space because of the means of egress requirements? So I think that there are other departments that need to weigh in. before we can even rationally consider, you know, whether or not the dormer situation is viable, whether or not having a roof deck makes sense, if it's not even legal to have, you know,
this exit,
livable space mm-hmm. in that attic because mm-hmm. of these people.
And they're, you know, moving, you know, trying to get fire marshal and easement, all this stuff is simultaneously.
Yeah.
is this a single residence or is this multi?
Well, no,
it's multi.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
How many people? You mean units 70?
Seven total. Two commercial downstairs and five upstairs.
Do they have sprinkler downstairs?
No, I'm sure they
are. Wow. Which we are wondering, we talked about this yesterday, we're wondering if the fire marshal is going to come in and require
there's a lot of
moving parts here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New owners and everyone, they want to get this done correctly.
We were also told that the reason why this hadn't been done sooner was because it was an issue of the condo association and the owners who wanted to address this being outnumbered. Now that's no longer the case, so we are actually optimistic that this will move forward.
So one of the things I would recommend is if we do vote to defer this matter, that you also assign a date to this so this doesn't just extend out indefinitely. That you would, you know, one of the things we want to keep this in front of the commission in a timely manner. So.
And I believe staff's recommendation was to move it back to architecture committee, so that would help. It would still be in process.
So if it gets moved back to architectural committee, do we need to set a timeline?
Do you
here?
Need some time to put together drawings?
No, I think by Tuesday of next week,
okay. That
would make the deadline for the March 12th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say let's go to the back.
Yep.
So I assume that the architectural committee is March 12th?
Yes. Okay. And we have to get it in 2 weeks before. It's just nearly, I mean, it would be conceptual drawing, so it's going to make a smaller deck. That's the drawings. It's the railing design is going to stay the same. It's just going to be the deck. It's going to be smaller in one dimension or the other, or a combination.
Well, I think we also need to see some more details of what's under there because we've got the little dependency that we're seeing, two roof slopes of, and then there's that little infill underneath that's below the stair, and the structure of the roof deck is currently split at that location. So we're going to have to see, like, how the existing or replacement structure will terminate at that parapet, and then also if there is any extension past it, how that would be detailed.
We'll do a roof plan without the deck on.
Yeah.
And then we'll...
And show all the adjacent properties that are affected, mm-hmm. so we can easily understand how the cross-easement works, which property is which, because I think it's a little hard to understand three-dimensionally. So.
And I see a deadbolt at that door. I'm just trying to think of, like, fire marshal. Is that a key from inside in outside?
I think it was a...
It's just
a twist.
It's just
okay.
Keyed outside.
Okay.
Okay.
There were some other issues we discovered in there that they're working on.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I'm saying that is, that, I mean, we've had experience in the past where if you, depending on how they label this, they may have the fire marshal has authority to make everything to code, which would
sure.
Yeah.
Start.
Which is why
we hope.
Yeah.
We hope.
The new owners
they
are
want
very
okay.
want.
They want everything.
They want to move in that direction.
Okay. All right.
Being if they're on the fourth floor, if there's a fire, they're in the worst shape. So they want to see everything else fixed.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Good
sign.
Very
sign.
I guess my question is in regards to coming back to us. Do you think that it would be beneficial to hear not only what the report on March 12th regarding the architectural committee, but also if I understood you in your reading that you mentioned about structural professionals or experts, mm-hmm. and also you mentioned about other departments
right.
as well.
Right.
So I wonder if it would...
I don't think it's going to come back to you until we have all
okay.
the
information. I just, well, when you mentioned about
it.
Timeline, how
yeah.
could we be able to... set that timeline if we're expecting, March 12th and all the other reports, and then we got to depend on other departments.
You might say
six months,
just a report back.
Okay.
And what we can do definitely is we can forward the reports after the architecture committee, for their determination, just to kind of make sure that the commission stays in the lead as we move forward. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't want them to think that they had to come back within the next month or 30 or 60 days.
I didn't want to waste the commission's time either. I just want to make sure that, you know, I didn't want it to be, we're going to defer it indefinitely, and then, you know, I know that your client wants to move forward, but we do have some of these that, you know, we get deferrals and then years later.
And also keep in mind, what started this whole thing is that the roof below that deck is failing. So they are also, they need to keep moving. Yeah.
So you want to replace it before it collapses.
Yeah, so this is what sort of got this going to begin with.
So it's good. This is a good project.
And we're thinking part of the reason is the added dormer plus the stairwell.
Maybe not the dormer, but definitely on the right side of that side, that portion of the roof deck is sitting on. And we don't know about drainage. We don't really know a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a picture at the interior where you're looking right over the top of the water here. Where you can see right there? All of those structural members are all rotten. That's supporting the back half of the roof.
So in case of a fire, you may not have a fire. that's what I'm getting at.
That's a gas water heater with flammable
material. It's electric.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I mean, I have an egress anyway.
The other goal of the tenants on the fourth floor is to make everybody else remove gas totally from the building. You don't want gas.
So is that, do we have any public comment regarding 622 Byron Alley? Hearing none, do we have a motion or is there further discussion?
I make a motion to defer this for 6 months so that the applicant has the ability to go back to architectural review and then also coordinate with State Fire Marshal and all the other city entities that need to look at this, I'm sure all at the same time. Even before architectural committee can recommend anything. So that's my recommendation.
Second.
Right, we have a motion from Gabriel Verdier and a second from Laverne Toombs. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Thank you very much.
See you at ARC.
So the next item is the ratification of architectural committee and staff actions since Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. Do we have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the ratification.
All right, we have a motion from Gabriel Berger. Do we have a second?
Second.
A second from Laverne Toombs. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, the motion passes. With that, do we have a motion to adjourn? Motion from Commissioner
Schultz. Second.
Second from Vincent Weaver.
I feel confident in that.
Good
call.
Thank you.
Not really.
Oh,
because I had to make all the motions.
Sometimes you.